I didn't do anything. I was just started a new segment and a new segment, and I decided to undo that. Don't you have food over there? Do you want to come in? Do you want to come in? Huh? There's food over there. Food over there. Actually, that 20-minute video, that was 28 seconds, then now it's 31 seconds. 30 something. Really? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I guess. Anyways, that 28 minute that 28-minute video was actually, it uploaded pretty quick. YouTube is not for the, when people are probably complaining about YouTube Live, not just me, because, man, like, it's not just me, you know. I'm probably betting a little bit that it's not just me, so. But yeah, I mean, YouTube's not for the recording people anymore. It's not for the broadcasters anymore. Looks like Ruthie's car. Maybe that is Ruth. Ruthie. Somebody. Or, I meant, yeah. Not no, but like, you know. Yeah. In Russia, I said to this one woman, I said, and in Russia that, that the government of Russia says that any woman, that any male that tries to attempt to rape a woman in Russia, that the woman could break the guy's neck in Russia. I mean, that wouldn't be cool. Even if someone was sorry about something, like had to waste, even if somebody was a bit sorry, if someone had a lot that you know, I just well, there's some music. I mean, there's somebody driving on 17. And they're playing music in their car, in their vehicle. Yeah, like even if someone was sorry, you know, it's just something. Well, of course not, but you know, of course not. But it's just I don't need to hear that, like, because there's nothing you could do about it. If you know, if. Let's see. This one person, I think, is 73 human person. 73 or 72. I'm pretty sure she's 73 now, this person, but let's see. 73. 73, 74. Or 73, yeah. 73, 74, 75, 76, 77. Seven three, seven three, seven four, seven five, seven six, and seven. Maybe it's 76, 77, 76. Alright, 73, 75. What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? I hope my dad's still around. I hope my dad's still around in 2022. I think he mentioned it twice. He's like, and this one guy had a quadruple bypass, and this one guy had a triple bypass. Because I guess they had to have that. But he had a double bypass, and a bypass is a bypass. But yeah, he had a double bypass. And this other one had to do a triple one, and this other one had to do a quadruple one. And I think he told me that twice. Twice, possibly. But yeah, it's like, from doctors researching, I think it's on a search engine, but yeah, he got this kryptonite TM adhesive for his breastbone. I mean, yeah. So, you know, they did the operation, and they did the adhesive, and then they sealed him up. I hope my dad's still around in 2024 when we have, I hope my dad's still around, even years or even maybe a decade, even after my election, if, you know, with help, you know. And yeah, don't hang me if I'm asking someone else to voucher for me. Hopefully no nasty stuff. I mean, a day or two ago. Last week I gave this dog a bath, and then a bit later I gave this other dog a bath, and then on Sunday, I think it was Sunday, and I petted him quite like a bit for like a minute, but then in this other room he shook it off, and I'm like, he probably knows that, you know. But even one time I said, like, in the computer room, in this desktop office room, and I was like, I don't lie. And it was like one time I said my dad was in the hospital. One time I said my dad was in the hospital. And I said dad's in the hospital. Not now, but this was in May. In May. Nintendo Switch charger. It's near it, but yeah, not really. That's okay. That's okay. Excuse me. So anyways, yeah, like, I was on a Facebook. Oh, I was like, you know, before that, I was like, maybe we can get him a blood sample And this was like, yeah, but maybe, you know, or his next appointment, which might be in September, in September. And I just want to, you know, say, and, you know, he wants a blood sample, and he wants a clone Leon. That should be sent. And he might say, well, we can do that, you know, that might be the thing, but they should. So, but see, here's the thing. The Minati says the sacred oath, and then later it says it. You know, if you sign it, and you know, like, and for all of the human species, for all of humanity, but yet they haven't released a cure for a reversing of old age. They haven't They didn't put the cures out for cancer. There's other drugs, but then they say like it could cause this or do that. If. And so, yeah, so, and then, but yeah, so, but why isn't it for all living things? And, people love their family pets, so, some people, if anybody's in the Minati and you love your family pets, have you asked the Minati about, reversing old age in dogs and cats? And before they send it, they might say, and we know it says for all of humanity, but what about other living species? And if the Minati said if they said they didn't care, then people would leave the Minati that love their animals. Now, I'm wondering if certain people are in the Minati. Now, probably not, but there might be a few that might be in the Minati, and like, oh, and if someone said, oh, do this, and then. But then they'd get in trouble, right? So that doesn't make sense. You know, of course he knew that, and I said, like, one time I said, like, well, read it. And then one time I read this one page, and I said, I don't read replies to my comments. I just, like, he reads his comments, or something he doesn't read. And I'm like, if someone replies to you, you gotta read it, you know. Why are you even talking to the person? If you know, like I said, if I would have got hurt, or if my dog would have got hurt, or if, you know, if my dog would have died, and then it's, you know, if someone tried to accuse me, but like I said, if anyone got hurt, or if any of us died, I would, or, you know, if he would have died, I mean. If anything would have happened, if that would have been an act of domestic, that would have been, and then I would have sued. And then, if something happened to both of us, then my dad would have sued. And this was in 2013, in June 6th? I don't remember. Maybe June 6th. And then he would have, hopefully he would have seen him, right? But hopefully he would have been, What am I talking about? If something would have happened to Leon, like if on a walk or something, or if in the backyard or something, if, but it didn't, yeah, but if it did, you know, if I said, oh, yo, I think it was the gun that took out, if Leon, you know, and then he probably would have, yep, yeah, I was gonna say something, yeah, so. There's no point in being right about this, but you know, so like, there's, yeah, so like, if something bad would have happened, then he probably would have, you know, hit his awards, but or in the future, hopefully it's the future, hopefully it's the future, hopefully it's the future, hopefully, but then. You know, someday, then his awards would be put away anyway. It's not something that you could. It's not something that you could tell, 'cause like there are awards to that person. They should never be broken, no. If someone would be like, I speak American English, I speak English. Oh, England lost the World Cup to Croatia. And yes, yeah, so. And France won the World Cup. But anyways, I'd be like, if a person said they don't care, then they shouldn't be on the, on that workforce. If they, Onyx got when it, she went into the door like playfully, not into the but like no. Oops. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to have to do that. I clapped my hand. Honest. You can stay inside. Don't you want to stay inside? Don't you want to relax? I asked my dog. I asked his dog Leon if. Leon, if he wanted to come back here, and he gave me 2 licks, so I think, and I think they were like a little bit slow, licks, so I think it was like no, so it was no, so you know, but I gave him a bath sometime later, like I said, a week later, and like, and then I gave this other dog a bath a bit later, and I, yeah, I dried him off, of course, but anyways. Like if I get elected until I was thinking about something. Yeah, my sister like wrote these, like a three page thing about this grandma Irene, and I didn't have anything really to say. And I know she got a bit emotional, and my pet or my, like, when I had my arm around my sister a bit like condolencing her like. I was sincere, but I just couldn't get emotional. I remember there's this computer game and she liked it. What's that? this different computer. Well, anyways, and then this one psychologist, Jo Kay, wanted me to write this thing about my grandma, but she, I think I mentioned to her, but she hasn't asked to see it, but anyways, that's okay. But anyways, not, so like if I got elected in 2020, and I'd be the youngest president, but I became eligible when I was 35, so then I hope my dad lives until 2037. There's this blank that says 97, 1997, 80, 97, 90, or it says 97, 97. But yeah, I was like, hopefully not 2027 or 2027, 80. We all know this. We all know, I don't, you know, that it's 80. But hopefully 2037. If a woman president in 2020, maybe good, maybe great. We'll see. Possibly. 2024, 2020 to 2024, I wouldn't mind being elected. Hopefully. Hopefully. I was gonna say 2020, maybe, but then yeah. But whenever I'm elected, I hope my dad still, I hope my dad lives until 2037. Or, you know, we'll see at 2033, hopefully. 2033, 2033, 80. And then he'd be 80 and I'll be 50. But hopefully I'm elected in 2020 or 2024 or 2028. Hopefully 2020. I'm not sure about Gillibrand anymore. Kirsten Gillibrand. And I said this one thing, like they're overturning it, and this. And then she talks about Russia. We could just take out their operational storage facilities and find and take out their nuclear warhead. Take out their warheads. We could take them out without causing mass destruction, just on their facilities. If it said we did, that'd be hard to believe because we could just easily destroy their freaking bases, storage facilities. They have 37 operational. I counted. They were in red, and I counted. And those are the operational ones. And I looked at the locations they're at. Then I scrolled down to their actual ones. And it was like they had 37 of them. And they have 4,300 warheads. We need to destroy it. Actually, I read just yesterday that they actually were going to have a couple. And they might, you know. But we need to know this about Turkey. We need to know this about Turkey. But, something about. That Russia's now just giving Turkey their thing right after their meeting. And Trump said it was for the benefits of both countries. And so why is Putin or why is Russia talking with Turkey? You know, one time I said war with, you know, Russia or to the Kremlin and to Russia and to Dmitry. Or whatever his name is, and to Russia, I was like, World War III, World War III. Yeah, but little be known that we could just take out their nuclear storage facilities and their warheads. We could just bomb them. Not the citizens, but not the citizens, but the people, not the people, but not the humans of Russia, but just their storage facilities. My dad got a master's in geography, and I said I tweeted all this like stuff. Not just what I tweeted him. I mean, not tweeted. Well, sim not what similar, but a little bit, but not really. But not what I texted my dad. But, you know, I actually looked up and I wrote it on my paper and I tweeted on this one browser and I tweeted all of the locations of Iran's storage facilities, China's and Russia's, Russia, China's and Iran's. They said possibly a war if Iran, then China and Russia. Okay, so Germany wasn't puny, and Japan did Pearl Harbor, but Germany was more mighty than Japan in terms of military. Italy was supposedly supportive when they had Mussolini, but he was hungry. Italy didn't fight that much during World War II, I don't think. And if they did, I don't know what towns or cities, and I don't really have to look that up because if World War III is versus Russia, China, and Iran, that changes things. The first two World Wars were versus Germany, and the second one included Japan and Italy with Germany. Then the Third World War wouldn't include Germany in any form. Like, they surrendered and, they've had different few countries in their country in occupation, we have a base in Stuttgart, West Stuttgart, wherever, but, so would Germany be on our side versus Russia? And then they would get a chance to go back into Russia. Or at least occupy their military or take out some of their military if they declare war on us. But we have a right. Nuclear energy to me means nukes. Nuclear energy might provide electricity, but it's a dirty energy, and coal is dirty energy. And for people that get coal for Christmas, well, if you get coal for Christmas, like coal works on barbecues, but coal plants, those are dirty energies. And I've heard of like caps or scrubbers or caps. Or maybe scrubbers were just on there, but like if they got dirty or something. No, like maybe caps or something. Or if no, filters. I think my dad meant to say filters for the coal plants. But it's coal energy, if it doesn't have filters, it's a dirty energy. And it's dirty. And nuclear energy is dirty and dangerous. Like if you have nuclear meltdowns, or if you have a nuclear explosion, and the plant gets, and what happens to it, and then it would cause radiation around certain parts of a city, wherever, and that's not good, But Russia has 37, Spain supposedly has one or two nukes. France has one or two. But why would they have them? England might have one or two, or maybe 1,000, maybe 100, maybe a few hundred. I have no idea. But why would they need it? They're currently fighting Islam. Immigrants that have caused raids in Europe, Scandinavia, Australia, Canada. And some people have murdered certain Islam people. Out of rage for what their religion has done to their society. And it's not Christians, I don't think, but they have a right to fight back. If you raped any of their women, if you killed any of their people, they have a right to fight back. Pagan Rome doesn't exist. So, I don't like it when the Protestants or maybe the or the Protestants talk bad about the Catholic Church and say that there's pedophilia. It's like, why would he be that way? Maybe you're that way. Maybe in certain states, but not in Rome, not in Italy, not the Pope, but he's supposed to be like the President of the United States. So once, maybe they, maybe no, he got a book from him. So when's the President gonna meet the Pope? Yeah, I only meant Lucifer. I didn't say the devil, and I didn't say Satan, but I didn't. But I was like, well. Maybe Lucifer could be like, that he was an angel, that he was an angel, and that he's of light, and like. But if he's the devil, then forget it. Then, if he's saying that, then kick him out of the church. we need to get Maria Butina in jail. Rick Santorum, like, why were you with Maria Butina? It's not funny. Seven Republicans went to Russia on 4th of July of America's national holiday, of our holiday. America's holiday. All holidays are American holidays, basically. Like, well, St. Patrick's Day, that became a popular American celebration. And so it was 4th of July. And they went to Russia. So that's more of like supposedly helping Trump. That's worse. Why did they go to Russia on 4th of July? What's to serve Russia? Something about real estate. What's Russia want with America? They have Russia. They have their own problems. They have their own feelings. I mean, they have their own lives. If Russia didn't want to populate in Russia, why would they want to try to populate in America? And now, yeah, they have this thing about, you know, and this one Sarah Lewis is like, great, you know, because I told her, I was like, and in Russia, women could break their attempted rapist, their neck, and like, yeah, so, they're required, I think, to do that because maybe, like, women weren't getting enough justice in Russia as well. And there's a problem in Georgia. Not the country, but the state. And, yeah, I just got a bit thirsty. Oh, that's good. If they're telling the truth. I would like them a little bit, or somewhat, as long as they, you know, there's this thing, get on your boots, and there's a lyric line saying, like, the bomb scare, but he won't scare you. Keep that true. That's supposed to be for anybody, for everybody. Yeah, like I said, yes. So, like, let me elaborate a little bit. So, before I end this podcast, 37 nuclear reactors operational. Don't tell me they're all for energy. That's whatever shit. That is BS. They don't need 37 nuclear reactors, generators. They don't need those 37 generators. They do. And it said they're operational, they're active. Oh, this is long enough. Wow. As long as I'm logged in and as long as I stay in here. Yeah, I prefer this than Periscope.